Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's at South Philadelphia on a game day for the Eagles. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Ike.
How about that? Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, it is a game day.
Yeah.
The Phillies with a huge weekend series up in New York against the Mets. We'll talk about that as well. But Eagles and Jets right across the street from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia at the Link. We have our pregame show tonight. Ike will be over there. A busy night here. And I'm so excited. We know the starters, and this would be, I guess, some of the starters, not all the starters, but like Jalen Hurts. And a lot of the starters will play a series or two, depending on what happens in that first series. Might depend if they're going to have the second series. But I'm excited just to see them for a series or two. And then from there, you see some of the younger players. You see some of the deeper reserves. And I'll be watching the Phillies a little bit more at that point, I agree.
Yeah, okay. I'll be all in on the Birds tonight. It's a football night. I've been waiting months. I don't know, when we talk about a team as much as we do, during the offseason, this is going to be the real first time you get a chance to see this team on the field in competition. Objective tonight, get our starters out of there healthy, get some nice game action in. Hopefully they have some positive plays and very few negative plays with those starters. And then I'm all about seeing the young guys. I want to see N'Kobe Dean tonight. I want to see Jordan Davis tonight. I want to see Kayvon Wallace. Is he going to play tonight? Like, I want to see some of these younger guys playing tonight so that we can start to build depth on this team. We feel like this is a young team on the offensive side of the ball. For the most part, it's a young team, but we're not that young on the defensive side of the ball. So, and tonight will probably be, you know, the first time over the next 3 weeks we'll get a chance to see the young players play extensively. And these guys are going to be our players of the future. So I want to see what these guys look like tonight. I want to see what McPherson looks like after a year. What does he look like tonight at the cornerback position, right? So, you know, James Bradbury's here on a one-year deal.
Yeah, can he push for a starting job in the future?
Yeah, hell, he better. I mean, that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping your young players are developing into guys that become key contributors. So tonight will be exciting. This isn't about some measuring stick. I don't need the Eagles to go out and score 40 points tonight or any of that stuff. I just want to see the team on the field, get my starters out of there healthy, get them some game action, and then let's see the younger guys play. I want to see the young quarterback. I want to see what Carson Strong looks like tonight at the quarterback position. So, you know, I was watching the games last night, and, you know, a lot of people get bored watching preseason. And for me, watching the younger players and watching these guys before they actually become the star players, you know, this is the fun part about watching the game grow and develop. I like getting in on young players, seeing them early. I watch a lot of college football, so when I watch the preseason games, I get a chance to see where guys that I know have been in college somewhere. You hear a name, you're like, oh, okay, I didn't know he was
on. I remember him.
I know he got drafted there. That's right, he got drafted there. I get a chance to watch him play tonight. So, you know, I always pull something out of these preseason games and get a chance to see our team play tonight. So I'm excited about that. Let's see what Nick Sirianni has dialed up for us tonight to get these fans excited.
Oh. I saw people saying they want to see a Jalen Hurts to
of course
A.J.
You do.
Brown
of course
first
you
play
do.
T.O. Donovan.
Exactly.
Dial it up, coach.
That's exactly what you want to see.
Yep.
That's exactly what you want to see. You're only going to be out there for a handful of plays. You want something for your fans to get excited about. So, you know, Andy was smart in knowing how to play to the crowd and to get T.O. a shot early in the game, get the crowd pumped up, and get the guys out of the game. That's all you need to do. So we want to see A.J. tonight. Yeah, we want to see A.J. If he's going to put on a uniform and play tonight, then throw him the damn ball down the field.
Yep, let's leave on a high note. Go make a, you know, have an exciting reception, go down, score some points.
Now think about this. All this talk about Jalen not being able to throw the ball down the field and dinking and dunking in practice. What better way to end all of that nonsense than taking a shot early last night? I'm watching that game last night, and Bill Belichick, they must have threw the ball deep six times in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's what the preseason is for. Throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Like, throw the ball down the field. Let's see what these guys can do.
Yeah, agreed. As opposed to coming out and dinking and dunking so then we can talk about all they did was
trying to be conservative.
Yeah, like, yeah. No reason for that.
What's the point of playing them if that's all you're going to do? So if I'm Jalen, man, hey, coach, let me rear back and heave one.
Yep.
Give me max protection. Give me. Well, it's too bad we don't have Devontae playing, so you're going to need another receiver to sort of draw that middle coverage. And, man, go ahead and throw that thing over the top to A.J. Brown. Get this crowd going.
So it's the opener, Ike. A lot of people will be heading down, coming down here to South Philly to Lincoln Financial Field. Some people already on the line. So check in with us. It is a game day, 215-592-9494. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck wow your guests. Details online, chickiesandpete's.com. And what you're most excited for? We'll tell you what we're doing from the start, but we can start with this with the Eagles. What are you most excited for? What is the thing that you're looking for the most tonight? And you mentioned Jordan Davis and the Kobe Dean, and I even wrote that down. Like, I can't wait to see Dean have some extended playing time tonight. I can't wait to see what Jordan Davis looks like out there, just how big he is. But I care about the series. I care about the series or two that the quarterback in the first team offense is going to be out there. I care about what Jalen Hurts looks like. I care about what Nick Sirianni is going to do when they have the ball with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and everything, like you were saying.
You should care.
Yeah, so that's what I'm most excited for. Sure, I care about a lot of the young players and all that. I care about what A.J. Brown's going to do. I care about what Jalen Hurts is going to do in that one series, and we're going to react to it. So, I'm looking forward to that. You know, maybe some of the – I mean, I don't even know. The defense – it's improved, but like you said, it's older. Is Fletcher Cox playing tonight? Is BG playing tonight? Or a lot of the older players? We're going to talk to Elliott at 3 o'clock. We'll get a better idea what he thinks is going to happen. And we'll start on the phones. 215-592-9494. Ike, here's also what we're doing, because we've given away two spots in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. And we'll do this we'll start with the second segment here of the show. But with the Marks and Reese Fantasy League, Jack Fritz, are you hooked up yet, or you're still waiting? So Jack came down here because he's doing the he'll be over with you guys doing the preseason game. So Jack's going to head out of here a little bit early. But for the Marks and Reese Fantasy League spot today, we've already given our first two spots away to the regular notable caller, Ike. So we wanted to make sure that we're opening things up and keeping the league diverse by having an open spot for a non-regular caller. So when you call and you talk about the game tonight and anything that we're talking about, and you want to be in the league, you're going to state your case. More or less, you're going to say in your short time on the air why you should be the person that we pick for the spot, right? Like, and just to normally, we like if you're going to call in and say how good of a fantasy player you are, that doesn't normally work, right? Like, we want the fantasy league to be fun. So in other words, what are you offering the league? That's the person that's going to get in today. That's the person that's going to get the spot. So we'll start that coming up, 215-592-9494.
I do want to iterate, because you seem to minimize the ability to play fantasy football. Yeah, I do want people that play fantasy football. Like, you do realize the whole character part of it only works on draft night when we're here, and then when they decide to call, if they decide to call throughout the year, like we're not doing stand-up comedians, are we? Or
no, I'm just saying no one's ever called and said, yeah, I'm in five leagues. I'm really good at fantasy football. I want to be in your league, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. Like, that's not normally who we select. That's
yeah,
who,
but
like,
it maybe we should.
Weekend.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Yeah,
okay.
Like, yeah, that's, maybe we should include some of those people.
Okay.
So, ideally, we find both.
Yeah.
Maybe that's someone that can do both.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we, at the end of the show, we'll pick one person. So however you feel like you're going to catch our eye or our ear and get in the league, then that's what you got to do. 215-592-9494. And if you're going to the game or you're watching from home, you got a Phillies game as well tonight. What are you looking for? What are you most excited to see? It is game day at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's go to Tom in Wildwood. He's going to lead us off today. Tom, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey.
Tom?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm on the bridge.
What's up, man? You coming to the game?
Don't jump.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing two buddies who haven't been to an Eagles game yet. Never been to an Eagles game.
Very cool. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Yeah, looking at receiver depth because I was at the Tampa game last year, and honestly, they just doubled Devonta Smith, and honestly, Rager didn't show up. Want to see if we got receiver depth.
So A.J. Brown, and then you want to see if Rager has something. Zach Pascal, some people are talking about. Quez Watkins, all right.
Yeah, and also at tight end because other than Goddard, I don't know. I don't really think J.J. got it.
Yeah, who is right now, who would be the second tight end? Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Richard Rodgers?
Jack Stahl?
Jack Stahl, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would have to be who it was, right? Stahl was on the team last year, and I think they had really high hopes for Tyree Jackson, but then that injury happened late last year. Did that happen the last game of the season or towards the end of the season? Yes, and you have the kid who was the draft pick, Calterra, mm-hmm. I think was his last name.
Yeah, I mean, this may not be a 11 personnel type of offense where you're using two tight ends. I mean, quite frankly, the more you use two tight ends, the less you'll be using three wide receivers. So, you know, I'd rather have my offense look more like the Kansas City Chiefs than the Indianapolis Colts.
Right, exactly.
That we're using, you know, tight ends that, you know, the Mo Alley Cox and a couple other guys, Jack Doyle, you know, these two tight end sets. Like, that doesn't do anything for me. I want to see this. I want to see the offense open up. So our best pass-catching players are wide receivers, not tight ends. Now, back when Ertz was here with Goddard and Ertz was here with Celek and Trey Burton, yeah, we had – AJ, I mean, we had Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith as wide outs with Nelson. Okay, I could see why we used our tight ends more.
Right.
I mean, you basically had three tight ends on the field when Alshon was on the field. So I understood it back then. Like, now I don't want to do that anymore.
Right, and the Eagles don't either. That's why they haven't spent money on a second tight end, and they're spending money on wide receivers.
And you're spending all that money on Goddard.
Yes. Big money on Goddard.
Yeah.
The rest of the tight ends aren't making anything. Their rookies are making minimum money. And then you're spending money on wide receiver now. You're spending assets, two first-round draft picks, and you have A.J. Brown.
Yeah, these are the tight ends that we have. I mean, other than in obvious run situations, I mean, do you want Quez Watkins on the field, Zach Pascal on the field, even Jalen Rager on the field, or do you want Jack Stoll on the field or, you know, one of these other tight ends?
Yeah, they can block when you need them to come in
a run
block.
Game.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But in a passing situation, I'd rather have three wide receivers on the field.
The skill guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rashid, West Philly. Rashid, how are you? What's going on?
How are you?
Game day, Rashid.
What's up, Sheed?
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to talk about the game tonight. I was hoping for a McNabb CO moment tonight. And just looking forward just to see the young guys. I want to see how Dean looks. I want to see how the safeties play. Mm-hmm. And, you mean, just to make sure that it's competitive and just to see where they at. You know what I mean? See how they're developing. That's what I'm looking for tonight.
Mm. All right. You want to be in our fantasy league, Rashid?
Yeah, I definitely want to be in the fantasy league. I'm going to try to state my case. Y'all said not a regular caller. I'm not. So, and then the other thing is, I haven't missed the Eagles game since 1996. I watch every game, and I will make sure I put my players in every week, and I'm not going to be inactive. So that's my.
So
case.
What happened in 1996 that you missed the game, Rashid? Or is that just when you first started watching?
That's when I first started watching.
All right.
Ah, so you're a young fella.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're not that young, but you know, yeah.
So hasn't missed the game since 1996, and I recognize you. I know you're a good caller, but you're not the regular.
Right, he's not the everyday caller.
Yeah,
he's not Rashid.
And I met you, Ike, a little time ago, at the the old office, you thought I was the food delivery guy, and I was coming to pick up something or something, and then we took a picture of some. You mean it was some few years back though?
You thought you were door dashing?
Yeah, it was a few years back.
Oh, my bad.
All right, that's funny. Yeah. All right, Rasheed. We'll consider you, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
I thought he was the delivery guy.
Why? Because he was probably zooming up towards you, and you were sitting there waiting for your food.
It was probably before when did DoorDash come in play? This might have been before then. Because at 400 Market, I used to have to go down to pick up the food downstairs, right when you order something. So, yeah, I may have mistaken him for being.
And you're standing outside, and you never know, these drivers know what the hell they're doing or where they're going or whatever. So you're more or less trying to find them.
Yeah. Where you going with that food?
Right.
Well, yeah, especially if you got a bag in your hand.
Right, yeah. So I guess he had a bag in his hand. You're like, yo, give him my chickens and peas.
Yeah, what you got? No. Okay.
When did DoorDash start? Jack, you should know better than mine.
I didn't start using it to the pandemic.
Right, at 2400 where our offices are now, that's when you've been using it. I don't remember that as much before.
I didn't trust DoorDash before then.
No?
Uber Eats, all that stuff, yeah, I didn't.
Right.
You know how I am, man, with the whole giving your credit card to
technology. Yeah. Advancements in modern. You're still looking for delivery on the on the phone.
Pick up or delivery?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like delivery, please.
Yeah.
No, he likes the modern.
I'm just saying, that's where I was, man. Yes.
You've come so far.
I'm slowly but surely getting there,
Easy
man.
Pass.
Yeah, checked it. Like, direct deposit. He is the last person to get it at the company.
Still write checks, though.
I wrote, you know what, I'm annoyed because I had to write two today. I have one doctor, my ophthalmologist, you can't pay online. You literally have to send a check, which is bogus. Hmm. And then my landscaper.
Oh, yeah, I still write checks. Those landscapers, those bastards, they make you auto-pay. They want their money right there.
I know. I would be happy to auto-pay.
Well.
I'm sending up check every month.
Well, at least you get to do it every month.
Well, the parking down here, too, like it used to be, I thought it was only cash. And now they don't even. Some places don't.
Now they don't.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything is cashless now.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that forced me to come up to speed.
Now, or do you still with your chip? Do you tap it, or are you still swiping it?
He's got the watch. I got the watch.
I was trying to figure out a way to say this without. Well, I forgot you're not back there.
I won't cut it. Yeah. Hey, you just stick it in.
Nice. Yeah, you stick it in. Chip.
Yeah.
He's chipping it.
Yep.
Yes.
I honestly get annoyed if a place doesn't accept the watch. I'm like,
tell Dan to cut it.
The person will be like, oh yeah, sorry, we don't do Apple Pay. And I'm like, all right, I gotta go in and get my debit card. What an inconvenience.
Yeah, man, listen, man. Yeah, I'm slow to move. I still use AOL too.
You still carry cash a lot?
No, I don't.
No, not at all.
No. Nice. Well, I mean, nah.
Don't you have millennials a big wad?
Yeah.
Do you have cash, Jack?
No. I've never been Yeah, cash, you mean like $20, $30, $40. Yeah.
Right.
Although
that's not. Yeah, I'm talking about hundreds of dollars. Yeah, I don't do that.
No. Although my Venmo wedding gift to Elliot backfired because they wouldn't go through. So I just gave Elliot's wedding gift to him on Tuesday.
I gave him
cash.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes those are the best wedding gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's like, here you go. I forgot to send it.
Yeah. Now, he did say he's going to keep it for himself and wasn't going to tell Kristen, which I thought was an interesting move.
It's cold-blooded.
I mean, I could
see
that.
We dry snitching again.
Yeah, I could see him doing that for sure. Now it's not accounted for. Now she's not being like, what are you doing with that such money?
But then she's going to throw me under the bus if they're looking at wedding gifts.
Right.
And they said, Jack never gave us anything.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. Good point.
We'll bring it up at 3.
All right. Let's go to John. John and Medford. John, what are you most excited for tonight?
I'm most excited for the defense. I want to see these guys. I want to see the guys that we drafted. I want to see Jordan Davis, how well he can do. And I also want to see the new corner, how he's going to cover. But, I mean, as far as Hurts goes, he's going to be just fine. I mean, he'll get a series in. Hopefully he's dynamic and he takes them down the field, you know. So we're going to be good.
All right.
I wanted to inquire about getting into your fantasy football league.
Oh, is that right? All right. Well, tell us why you should be in the league, John.
Well, I think I should be in the league because I would bring a lot of experience and wisdom into your league.
Uh-oh.
I've been playing this game since 1985. Joe Montana was my first quarterback. So And like I said, I do my due diligence.
Hang on, because I have a friend that played in the 90s, and he was the commissioner, and he would have to wait till the Daily News came out on Monday morning to put together the totals for the game.
I would just not play.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it back then. I don't know how they did it.
Guys, you got to remember this. Everything was done on Xerox machines.
Yeah.
That's all it was, copies, paperwork. That's all it was.
Did you use the fax? Because I remember Jody Mack used to take faxes back when it was Mac and Mac and solo Jody Mack. He would get faxes with people giving takes, and then Jody would have to respond.
Yeah, that's a good way. But I think if you're looking for a competitive guy that's going to be active with the pays attention, right. I'm your man, dude. I got the experience.
So, John, a newbie like OG Wade that's never played fantasy football before, how bad would you dominate him?
I would dominate him like the Eagles are going to dominate the Jets tonight.
Well, we'll have to see what happens tonight.
No, all I'm right. saying, Ike.
I hear you, baby. I'm just listening.
All right,
some of that Ike juice.
Does Dan know how to give out Ike juice?
I hope so.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Come on, Dan.
Wake up back there.
Danny's screening calls. Where are you?
I'm here. I'm screening call. I was on the phone. I had to throw the phone down and get to the Ike juice.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. See, Jack knows that he can go mid-sentence with a caller right to the microphone or right to the drop.
Well, I'll say this. I've developed the sixth sense for knowing when Ike juice is coming. I know the callers that ask for it, so it just takes a little while.
The timing was backwards, so that wasn't, you know, like he wasn't ready to go from the start.
From the start, yeah.
So the timing was a little
bit. He wanted Ike juice on the way out.
Usually starts off, yeah. Especially on game day. Like, a lot of Ike juices on game day. So
Jack Fritz today, he is down here at Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia with us. Dan Wilson is back in the studio screening calls, et cetera, et cetera. And we called, do you call him Buzz on the air, or is this his official name?
It's a new thing. I didn't want to break it out because I didn't want to start embarrassing him early, but I think he now has to go by Buzz.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at some point we'll explain, but Buzz is back in the studio. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. It's game day, Eagles and Jets. What are you most excited to see tonight? Hypothetical question. The first team offense doesn't do well. What's your reaction when we start the show on Monday at 2 o'clock? I'll tell you mine. 215-592-9494. Jack, what's your reaction if the first team offense dinks and dunks and doesn't do much?
Jimmy G, come on down.
Oh, God.
Why? Why? You don't like a winner?
Ike, what's your reaction if the offense kind of, no interceptions, but doesn't really do much?
Yeah, first game.
All right.
Just getting the rust off.
Knocking the rust off.
Well, I thought it was the second year in the offense. You should go down and march down the field.
I don't know if you heard this. Only the second year with the same offense, first time with the same offense coordinator for a second straight year.
It's a big difference, man.
Yeah, you got to factor that in.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, inviting you to a one-of-a-kind wager and watch experience, the only race and sports book in the entire USA inside a standalone location. That's Chickies and Pete's in Malvern. Check them out. We'll come back, get your phone calls, and if you want to be in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League, this is an open spot to a non-regular caller. Just state your case why you should be in the league. 215-592-9494. Do you even want the starters to play tonight? We'll get into that coming up on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese live from Chickies in South Philadelphia. It's game day, Eagles. And Jets right across the street, pre-game show immediately following the Marks and Reese show. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the game starts at 7:30. And you can hear it all right here on WIP. If you're looking for the Phillies game tonight, they'll be on our sister station, 12:10 a.m. So we go to the Eagles game, and we'll go to that, the pregame at 6 o'clock. And then business as usual on PHT for the Phillies. Their pregame starts at 6:30-ish, I guess. And then the play-by-play with Scott, and I don't know who he's working with this weekend, but big Durbin, maybe?
Nah, because Durbin's last game was yesterday for the season.
Oh,
so it'll either be Kratz, Bourne, or Stocker.
Okay.
Not L.A. The Weekender couldn't make the
trip.
Well, it's in a way.
Yeah, so he will.
Well, when he said game day, I assumed you were talking about Phil's Mets.
Well, Jack, listen. After Elliott at 3 o'clock, we're gonna put, and we already have some callers that want to talk about it too. So I see that. So we'll officially get to the Philly stuff coming up after Elliott. But I'll say this: like this, I want to know people's strategy for tonight because there's two games on essentially at the same time. What's on TV one? What's on TV two? If you only have one TV, what are you watching on the device? Or maybe you don't even have a device. But we'll get to the phones here after our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Jack, what are you looking out for most tonight? We give us ours. What are you looking for tonight? What are you most excited to see?
Well, frankly, I wish Jalen Hurts wasn't playing. I wish the whole first-team offense wasn't playing. I wish they were sitting. I don't know how you can prioritize all offseason, health, and then seven snaps is going to change your whole plan. And frankly, what changed this most for me was Kelce going out. Like, do I really want Jalen Hurts to be back there with a rookie center who might not play week one?
Or he might play.
He might play week one, but I think you can work that stuff out in joint practices. I don't need him going out there. Cam Jurgens has been taking first-team reps here for 3 days, yeah. And you're putting Hurts out there all of a sudden in a new situation like that. I don't love that. So I would pull Hurts now knowing that Jason Kelce isn't playing. Other than that, obviously, everyone wants to see A.J. Brown. That'd be fun. But honestly, N'Kobe Dean. I mean, there's been a hole. Yeah. I was excited when they drafted him. He doesn't seem like he's doing much at camp. But he's also been talked about as a gamer.
He is a gamer.
I know. Well, I want to see the gamer.
I want to see the game. Yeah,
yeah. You're going to see it tonight.
Good. I want to see him being a tackling machine. And frankly, if I see missed tackles and I don't see them be able to do the fundamentals of football, yeah. It'll be very
expect to see missed tackles, buddy.
Yeah, well, listen, maybe if they're practicing longer and they had Dan Campbell as their head coach, they would be not missing tackles.
Yeah. Right, so Jack,
by the way, are we taking Lions -1.5 tonight versus the Falcons?
Already locked it in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, -1.5?
Yeah.
Eagles are currently a 1-point favorite tonight against the Jets.
Oh, that's big.
Lock that one in, too.
Sounds like a Jets line, honestly.
Well, I mean, listen, Ike, you're on fire. You were nailing the preseason games last night.
I thought you get 3 points for being the home team.
Not in the preseason.
Not in the preseason, no, brother.
They throw that
not
all out.
You don't even know who's playing tonight.
Right. By the way, Jack, are you going to play Hurts in the joint practices, or is he sitting out of them,
too? He can play in the joint practices.
Oh, he can, where he can actually get injured because there's more reps, and he easily could have the same injuries.
Still no tackling, though.
Right.
On the quarterback, it is.
But, like, aren't you more worried about guys getting rolled up on him than him taking a clean hit? Because Nick Sirianni needs to make sure.
Well, he can't roll up in a game.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni needs to make sure if he's dropping back 4 times that he's not – like he needs to get rid of the ball, or it needs to be a design play where it's just, like, 3 steps and he's going, or play action. Like, they can't take the risk of him being back there. Like, Jalen needs to know that too, that he can't be taking clean shots tonight if he's going to be in there for a series or two.
Yeah, see, that's why it's on him.
Yep.
You know, don't take off and run.
Yes.
Throw the ball. You don't have to worry about Jalen getting injured. Like, he shouldn't be out there running around tonight. Like, that's what you don't do in the preseason, is take off and expose yourself to being hit in a meaningless preseason game. So get the ball out on time, dump it off to the running back, or throw it out of bounds. Simple as that.
So you have no problem with the starters playing tonight,
I want them to play tonight.
Yeah, me too.
I want them to play tonight. You know, this idea that starters shouldn't be playing, I just don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I know for years Tom Brady played in the preseason. And if it's good enough for Tom Brady, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, but also last year Matthew Stafford on a new team didn't take one snap in the preseason.
I understand. Different strokes for different folks. I get that. Matthew Stafford is also a 10-year veteran that isn't necessarily, even though he was learning a new offense, he wasn't learning new concepts and understanding how to get through progressions and reads. Like, there's still something with Jalen as a passing quarterback that I feel like we're almost giving, you know what we're doing? Like, I don't even think some people realize, okay, accuracy has been an issue for him. It's been an issue in practice for him.
Yep.
But nobody thinks he needs game action, but it's going to all of a sudden click when the season starts, and that's going to lead to victories. Or is it that people think he's just going to run around and that's going to lead us to victories? Like, I'm just wondering, how do you think he's supposed to get better at this stuff?
by getting the reps and doing the work.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a refined passer. He needs all the work he can get.
Yeah, give him a drive or two.
Does. He needs all the work he can get, man.
I am happy that they're putting the starters out there for
everybody.
Yep. Mike in Douglasville. Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Mike.
Good. So before I jump into that, I definitely want a shot at the Fantasy League. But we'll get back to that.
Okay.
As far as the starters playing, absolutely. Jalen Hurts needs all the reps he can get. When you go into a practice and you throw under 20 passes on 11-on-11, I don't see how you get better at that. So, absolutely, Jalen Hurts needs to play in this game. I'd like to see a series or two. I'd be all right going a little bit further than that, maybe a third series, depending on how they do. But, I mean, whatever. But as far as what I'm excited to see tonight, I want to see this defense. I do not trust this coaching staff at all. I mean, I shouldn't say at all. They kind of turned it around last year. I have no faith in Jonathan Gannon. As far as his defensive scheme, you know, the bend but don't break, but they break anyway, it just doesn't work. I mean, you're sitting 15 yards off the line with your corners. Your safeties are half the time not even on the TV screen. They're sitting so far back, and the linebackers are just waiting for the running back to get to them. The linebackers weren't even coming up to the line. You know, I'm hearing Hassan Reddick is possibly dropping back into coverage. That's what he did with Arizona, and that's why he ended up.
But that's what he said, because he can't say the only thing we're going to do is blitz when he's on the field, right? Like, he's going to have to drop back a little bit, but that's the reason he answered the question like that. He can't say that he's going to take over the Gerard Avery role.
Right. Where I did see him, you know, crashing the line a little bit more than I thought I would, but. I mean, at the same time, like,
here's what I'm doing with Gannon, Mike. Here's what I'm doing with Gannon, and I think more of him than you do at this point, certainly. I want to see what the team looks like with better personnel. Let's see what he does this year. If he's bland and they're just playing off the ball and everything's in front of him, there's not a lot of blitzing, all right, I'm going to feel a certain way about that. But I'm going to give him this year to see what he can do with the Maxwell players.
I'm gonna watch the game with open eyes, but I'd have a short rope. I really would.
Well, it beats watching them with closed eyes.
Might as well listen right here on WIP. Yeah. Mike. All right, so you want to be in the fantasy league. What do you got?
Absolutely. So I've been playing fantasy since I graduated about, you know, 10, 11 years ago, whatever it's been, 12. I took last year off because I had some other obligations. But, I mean, there's times where I run, you know, 2, 3, 4. I think the most I ever did was 5, and I just it was overwhelming at that point. But I'm a pretty consistent winner. I love trash talking. You know, I don't call into your guys' show too much. I usually call into the morning show just because that's, like, rolls with my work schedule a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I get in, I'll certainly call in a lot more. It'll be earlier in the hour, but, I mean, I'll make it happen. You know, I love the waiver wire. The waiver wire is where I do my best work. Trade I'll do all right with, but the waiver wire is where I think I kill it.
Waiver wire expert. All right.
I switch out defenses almost weekly. You know, I don't believe in keeping the same defense all the time. You know, when you're sitting there and you got, you know, one of the worst offenses going against a subpar defense, I'll take that subpar defense.
So you're not drafting it. You're probably not, Mike, and thank you, Mike, you'll be considered. You're probably not drafting a defense. You just kind of like to bounce around week to week.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
I like that strategy, too.
Yeah. If you don't get one of the good ones that aren't putting up consistent points, you might as well do that.
Yeah, the defense is the last thing I draft.
Yeah, for
it's the last player, it's the last position, and I don't play in leagues got kickers.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the Marks and Reese League does not have a kicker,
no.
Jack. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah, no. We're adults here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to worry about the kicker position. I would be curious.
I like,
you know,
the kicker position.
Well, because you were one. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you were a replacement level kicker for the Eagles. I understand, like, it's your thing. I am curious, you know, with our people to call in, you know, how early do you draft defenses? Like, start questions about draft strategy, and we can kind of determine if they know what they're doing.
All right. All right, so you have questions for people, Jack, as they call in. You can give them
what
a fantasy
question. What round will you
question.
Draft Jalen Hurts in?
Right,
and if
right,
anything
right.
in the first three rounds, you're out.
That's
the Unless you're OG Wade.
That's the one thing about being in this league with Eagles fans is that, yes.
Overdrafting
yes,
happens.
Yes, overdrafting Eagles players.
How much of an Eagles homer are you in a fantasy draft?
But at least Hurts, with his running ability, put up big numbers last year.
But he ended up as a top 10 fantasy quarterback.
You had to, right?
Yeah, but what is that?
I don't know.
He had 11 rushing touchdowns, I believe. Well, there you go. That's Mike in Douglasville. 10-year veteran, but he retired for a
not
year.
A lot of rushing yards.
Well, also, 10-year veteran in today's standards of fantasy football is nothing.
Yeah, even I am more than a 10-year veteran.
Yeah, he just found out what fantasy football was a couple of years ago. But he knows it's not football.
One year I had
fantasy.
The number one pick, and I drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh. Sounds about right.
Yep.
And then you realize.
It was like 2014, 2013. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see,
that's when I was still learning how to play.
But back then, you always went running back first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now with receptions. Well, I agree, but now with, depending on your league, with points per reception, if you get one of the high volume receivers, they could be the number one pick, too. All right, Eagle Shirley. I was just looking on Twitter. Eagle Shirley was yelling and screaming. No, Eagle Shirley, how are you, honey? What's up?
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, my brothers. Listen, Mike.
What's up, Eagle Shirley?
And Mark, I love you guys. I just wanted to give y'all a shout out because, you know.
Mike and Mark.
Wow, just like Hurts did.
Wow.
Yeah. Because the preseason opener tonight, I'm excited. And, you know, I do have a question for you, though, Ike. I know Nick Sirianni isn't calling the plays. And for me, I know I said I want to see A.J. Brown and this, that, and the other, and defense, blah, blah, blah. But I've got to thinking a little bit more. How often do you think throughout the preseason, not just a night, will the quarterback call plays, RPOs, or will, you know, Steichen, you know, start calling plays, like, right from the back tonight? How often do you think it will happen?
You know what? That's a very good question, and that's actually something else that we should be watching for, just the type of play calls that Shane Steichen throws out there, not just tonight, but through preseason as well. I don't know. It's hard for me to figure out what they did last year. Was it out of necessity, or is it a true philosophy? Is it what they really want to do? You know, this thing with Shane Steichen being out there with the Chargers, with Justin Herbert's rookie year and him throwing the, him running the ball too much, or they felt like he ran the ball too much with Justin Herbert. And then you see what Herbert did last year. This just may be who Shane Steichen is as a head coach, and he may be the chance have already started. Oh, he may be a conservative head coach. I mean, a conservative play caller, which I'm sure that won't sit well with everybody.
Right. Right. So I'm going to be paying attention to that tonight, you know, because I'm going to be sitting behind the Eagles benches. I mean, you know, where they sit at. So I'm going to be paying attention to the guys and, you know, how they come together and, you know, how y'all do, Ike, when y'all not on the field. Y'all be talking about each other and, you know, joking around and playing. I want to see that togetherness. I want to see that brotherhood. I want to see all of the above. So I'm definitely more than excited. I know I probably don't sound like it because I'm – trying to conserve my energy.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
We don't question your excitement. Come on now. We know that,
definitely at work, so, you know, when I get off 5 o'clock, you know what's on, baby. It's on the pop.
There she is.
All right, Charlie.
And then one more thing. Man, I'm not going to ask about your fantasy football league, but I do want to know, I know you had a lady in there last year. Are you still looking at diversified, making sure you get a woman in there?
Every year. See, that's the one thing. There's one spot that is occupied strictly for just women, and then we don't limit the participants to just one woman.
We could have five women
there
in
exactly.
the league.
Okay.
Because I started playing at 16, and you know, at the end of the day, I got robbed. You know, my colleagues, they threw me under the bus when it was time to draft. They emailed me, they called me, they were like, oh, you great, go up in the next minute. So, you know, I've been on it. So that did not happen to me no more.
You'll
and I
prepared.
Won last year playing against my family.
All right. Ooh, okay. A defending winner.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, I love you. I got you all. And I'll be calling in more. Come on, now, it's football season.
Uh-oh.
Did you hang up on Eagle Shirley?
She's about to give us one.
I did not, no.
Dan Wilson?
Buzz?
Wasn't me.
What happened back there?
She just cut right out.
I don't see a lot of accountability happening. We are an accountability show, if nothing else.
We hold people responsible.
Yep.
If Buzz says he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
Yeah, I can't trust Buzz.
All right. Well, listen.
It sounds like Buzz didn't want to hear the Eagles chant from Eagle Shirley, which is very disappointing.
Which is very disappointing.
Buzz,
name day, no less.
Buzz, do you not like Eagle Shirley?
No. Who wouldn't want an Eagle Shirley Eagles chant on a game day?
Probably Jack, but that's beside the point. Jack, are you looking for the same brotherhood tonight on the sideline?
Yeah, it's the number one thing I'm looking for. These guys having fun out there.
All right.
I don't want to see any hitting.
By the way, the draft will take place right here at Chickies and Pete's on Friday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. It's Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, so you got to make it to the live draft. We're having the live draft here. All right? So that's that. Yep. Let's pause for 1 second because there's still plenty of summer left to enjoy Flag and Anthem, everything they have to offer. So listen, if you're looking to upgrade the wardrobe, maybe even you're like taking a look towards fall, but there's so many good summer things that are still on flagandanthem.com. And you can use promo code WIP at checkout to get 25% off your order. So whether you're relaxing in the backyard, whether you're going down the shore, whether you're still at the office, maybe you're going golfing, they have something for you. Flagandanthem.com, promo code WIP. Gets you 25% off your order. Flagandanthem.com. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. There you go. Let's go to Joe. Joe in North Wales. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing today?
What's going on, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Hey. Yeah, I want to piggyback off the Eagles Shirley there, even though I feel like there's a conspiracy whether she actually got cut off or not.
it's going to require an investigation, that's for sure.
That's all I'm asking. You know, just an investigation. That's all I'm asking.
Well, it's opened. I mean, we asked him. He said no. People can decide whether or not they believe him or not. He sounded a little nervous at the line of questioning, but we'll see.
But I want to piggyback off of her about, play calling on the offense. I want to see the ball fly tonight, especially in the first team offense, not these duck down passes. I want to see Hurts just air it out. You know, I want to see A.J. Brown moss somebody. You know, something really exciting to get me super pumped for the offense this season.
Oh, vertical offense. I wouldn't expect a lot of creativity and things like that with the offense. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, they should come out early and they should air one out. And you know what? If they connect and they score a touchdown, people are going to be pumped up.
Is Jalen going to be able to reach them?
Oh,
well,
that's a question.
I just would be super stoked about that. But also, since we've gotten some reports from Elliott Shore Parks about the defense, you know, being able to shut down Hurts in practice and stuff, I'm really excited to watch to see like the scheme that they got going on tonight, getting their chance to see them versus another offense to see how they're hiding their coverages and all that. I'm just really excited to be able to see if it's like for real feeling for this defense.
Yeah, and it looks like at least early on in camp with these safeties, looks like Marcus Epps is going to lock down one of these spots.
Because Tart hasn't stepped up to where
I heard that he was still on the team. I didn't even know he was here. I mean, I know he was. Was he sick early or something?
Well, he missed the open practice.
Right. Yeah. Right. Was it something? Oh, he missed the open practice.
Yeah.
Was he?
Well, he's just not hearing anything about it.
Yeah,
him, like,
I was wondering, was he out early in camp?
I've read.
I know a couple players had COVID. I didn't know if he was one of them.
I don't think so. I've read that he hasn't been great. He hasn't stood out.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, the whole, he's learning a new system or whatever.
No, he's a 7-year vet, man, 8-year vet. And we know Jonathan Gannon ain't running nothing complicated. Stop it. Yeah.
Well, the fact that he didn't have.
This ain't Dick LeBeau and Jim Johnson's defense. It takes a while to learn. Come on, man.
Dick LeBeau.
He's very good. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Blitzberg.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame player. He should be a Hall of Fame coordinator, too.
Yeah, they didn't. He didn't have a big market. Remember, he signed here pretty late, right? Not for a lot of money.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting a whole lot. I just wasn't, and it's no shot at him. But when you come to camp, you're listening or you're reading, and you're checking for names that stand out to the people that are watching practice every day. Now, obviously, the writers don't know exactly what's going on out there, but the one thing they can do is observe a play being made. Whether it's a big hit that Marcus Epps put on Boston Scott, or whether it's an interception that Marcus Epps has had off of Jalen Hurts. Like, those plays stand out. They stand out. So, I just haven't been hearing about any other safety other than Marcus Epps, as a matter of fact.
Nothing about Anthony Harris either. And he's like, definitely.
You wouldn't even know he's on the team.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know he's on the team. Not a lot from – is Wallace still – is he still – haven't heard anything but Kevon Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's true.
I'm looking for him tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get some production out of one of these other young guys. Let's go to Jeff in Salterton. Jeff, go ahead. How are you?
Hey.
What's up,
Johnny?
Jeff?
Watching, Reese?
What's up, man?
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a football Friday, kind of. I'm psyched for the birds. It's football season. Do I want to see lots of things happen tonight? I do. Do I think they're going to happen? Kind of know what the Eagles are during this time of the year. They're a little vanilla. So kind of going in thinking it's going to be a little vanilla, but I'm looking for the bombs. I'm looking for excitement. So I wake up tomorrow, I'll be excited. But it's football season. Preseason, kind of like that appetizer on Thanksgiving. You know, you get the cheese and crackers and the carrot sticks, but it's not the turkey dinner.
Sounds awful.
So,
we ain't eating cheese and crackers and carrot sticks on Thanksgiving, man. What's going on?
Whatever they serve as appetizers. A little taste, but it ain't that good. It's not that turkey and mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? That's the regular season. But it's starting. It's here.
Is Carson
tonight.
Strong the carrot stick? Is that what? Yeah, you're not getting a lie. Jeff, I mean, we hear you.
Little Reed Stinnett tonight?
Reed Stinnett? Yeah, I want to see Strong air it out there. I don't want to get too nerdy here. But if Reed Stinnett goes off tonight and Gardner stinks, might be getting Gardner out of here for Reed. Or they
was
could.
Reed was taking number two reps.
He was taking number two reps in the open practice. That means something. And again, if you squint, you see Tom Brady.
Yep, with glasses on. Hey, Jeff, you want to be in the fantasy league, man?
I do. So I bring some experience. I've been doing it, just like one guy said, since 1985 and then since 92. This is actually my 30-year anniversary for fantasy football. So what better way than to be in your league, right? The league I'm in, 5 years in a row in the fantasy bowl. One win. Okay, it's good. 5 years in the championship, just one win. But so I can bring it. I can bring it. I've been doing it a long time. So I can bring a lot of stuff. The other thing I got, Johnny, we could do the alumni thing. We could do the Upper Moreland alumni thing. We got that connection.
You want to talk Upper Moreland?
Class of 85.
Oh, man.
So we got that. And then Ike, too, we're brothers from another mother, man. We got the last name combination here. So
Jeff Reese.
I bring lots of stuff. Yeah, I got the Reese last name. We can bring lots of stuff for this.
Ooh, all right. Upper
That's Moreland, a strong case.
Yeah, Upper right. Moreland and the Reese last name. It's pretty good. I will say right. One championship in 30 years is a little.
No. One championship. In the last, I've got championships. One in the last five. I've been in the last five championships. I've only won one. I've lost four. So I'm kind of like the Buffalo Bills for that. But,
gotcha.
I'm bringing it every year. I'm getting there. All right,
Jeff.
So, I like it.
And not to mention, we all know Mad Mike. I didn't hear if he got in as being the Jalen Hurts hater.
He did.
Of course, man, he did.
I can guarantee you I will beat him, and I will enjoy, and you guys will too.
So, Jeff, if you won one game all year in the fantasy football league,
and beat Mad Mike,
would you be happy?
I'd be happy to beat Mad Mike. It's kind of like when the Eagles beat the Cowboys, you're happy, even though you only win a couple. But that won't happen. I can guarantee it. I win games. I don't lose games.
All right, Jeff, I like it. Former Golden Bear.
Golden Bear, baby.
I don't know what it's like to beat the Cowboys anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And going from your generation that always beat the Cowboys to this.
Yeah, not just that, but they've really
had games that have been embarrassing losses.
I will say this. Cowboys haven't made the postseason in back-to-back years since 06-07. And no one's won this division in back-to-back years since I played here. So if that tells you anything, Carson's going to have a great year down in Washington.
They don't say anything about us.
It might. We'll see.
We will.
The Giants played their guys last night.
I know. Danny Dimes is
looking
all right.
Saquon was out there.
They'll be better. I think they win seven games this year, maybe surprise with eight. Mm-hmm. There always seems to be one team in the NFC East that surprises. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Today, sponsored by Chickies and Pete's, book your fantasy draft parties. Fantasy football draft parties right here. Details, chickiesandpeets.com. We'll be doing ours. If you'd like to be in the league, line it up. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us. Coming up next. As if we haven't heard him enough recently, including today, Jack. What's he looking for tonight? Does he think that Hurts should even play? Because he doesn't think the starter should play, so we're going to get into it coming up next. And who's he looking for that's off the radar that he thinks is an important game and he's looking forward to watching? All that and more coming up with Elliot next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about windows and doors for a second. When you're cranking up the AC and those heating bills come and you're like, man, what am I doing wrong? Well, if you have inefficient windows and doors, that's what you're doing wrong. To help you save on high energy bills, you should go Gaida and finally replace your old drafty inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. Right now, the best discounts of the year, folks. 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today with no money down and pay it off interest-free up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required. But don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guided today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.